This is an All Ears English app update. How learning a language is like building an app. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get news on the All Ears English app that will be coming out soon. Get an insider peek at what the process has been like and get four things that we have learned that you can apply to learning English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
I'm good, Lindsay. I am good. How are you?
Well, I am good. I just got back from a big trip to Colorado, and I've had a lot of sunshine. It was sunny, and then it snowed. It was sunny one day, and then it snowed the next day. Can you believe that? Sunny and 80 degrees, 75 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
And then it snowed. Yeah, that's typical weather in Colorado. It's insane.
That's crazy. Wow. And we complain like in the Northeast of like, oh, like it's raining today and now it's sunny. Like,
oh, no. I thought we had big weather swings here. There are big weather swings out there. It was crazy. Like you're in summer mode. You're out in shorts, like drinking beer outside. And the next day there's a big snowstorm.
Oh, gosh. Well, I remember it snowing on like Halloween here a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And that was really like a crazy thing because it was just so early. But geez,
no, it's completely weird out there. But I loved it. I had a great time. So
good.
So we are back to business. And Michelle, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Don't you think wouldn't it be cool if, you know, there was an app that where we could, our listeners could listen to All Ears English, but not just the episodes, they could also get like bonus content and even giveaways. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome. I wish that would actually happen, Lindsay.
I believe it is going to happen. Actually, I know it will happen. This will exist.
Yay!
Yes, and it will exist soon, right? So, yay, celebrate that.
Woo-hoo!
So cool. So, guys, you already know that, you know, especially if you're already a beta tester, you know that we have started this project back. We started it back in June, right? So it's been going on for a while. It hasn't been easy. You know, we've realized that building an app is like learning a language in many ways. There are a lot of hurdles to get over. You know, we had a developer in the summer and that developer ended up quitting. And now we've got a new developer.
No.
And it's a whole nother game building an app compared with publishing a podcast. But guys, we are doing our best for you because we want you to have this special bonus content. We want you to have more ways to deepen your learning with All Ears English.
Very nice. All right. Well, this sounds really exciting, Lindsay.
It is exciting. So guys, to start off, this month, we're going to have a series of bonus episodes giving you updates on the app and what to expect so that we can build this app together as a community. But Michelle, what are we going to talk about today? We have four kind of tips and points today for our listeners, but what do we want to show our listeners today?
Right. Well, we want to talk about the app, and we want to talk about like how the app can relate to your own language learning, right?
Exactly. Our process of building an app, we think that it's a lot like learning a language. Yeah. And we're going to show you today four ways that that's true so that you guys can take these tips and apply them to your life. I love it. I love it. So good.
Awesome.
Okay, Michelle. So what is our first tip? Like, what is the first way that building an app is just like learning a language for our listeners?
Right. Well, the first thing is that, you know, the truth is that teachers and developers will come and go, right? And you got to roll with the punches, right, Lindsay?
You got to roll. Exactly. So like I said, we had a developer this summer and that developer quit. He moved on to other things. This seems to be happening in the app world a lot. So I know some of our listeners are actually developers and you guys are in demand.
Oh, wow. I bet.
Yeah. I mean, it was nothing personal. It's just that he got another offer for another job and all of a sudden he didn't have the time to work with us. So the point is, developers move on, but it doesn't matter. We took our source code for the app and now we've found someone new who's even better, a better developer. So how is that like learning English, Michelle?
Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is that, you know, sometimes with learning English, a lot can change, right? Maybe your school changes or your teacher changes or whatever it may be. But, you know, you can't let that affect you. You have to want to improve badly enough and believe in yourself so that you're going to find like the better teacher, going to find the best school for you or however is, you know, the way that you want to learn, the way that you can connect to the language. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get to your goal, right? But you have to make it about your desire rather than about the outward things, right?
I love that. And it's kind of a slight mental shift, right, Michelle, that our listeners have to go through. But once you go through that mental shift, it's like I went through this shift. We, as All Ears English, we went through this shift this fall because when our first developer, you know, quit, it felt like a breakup. I was like, oh my gosh, he's quitting. What are we going to do? Right. But then I realized that this happens a lot and I shifted my mind and I said, hey, we have the source code for the app. We're going to move on to the next developer and we're going to get this done. Okay. And that is the shift we want you guys to go with for your English. Okay. So it doesn't matter. Your teacher moves on. You know, maybe you decide to shift platforms. Whatever it is, your goal is more important than the person that is teaching you. Okay. I love that.
Yeah. Awesome. Very nice. Yes. So make it, it's about you. It's about you and what you want to do.
It's about you. You got it. Okay. So that's number one. So Michelle, is there another tip? What's our second tip here?
All right. The second tip is when you are maneuvering blind, get help.
Have you ever been in a situation, Michelle, where you felt really blind?
Where I felt like I really didn't know what was going on. I mean, of course. I mean, I guess when I moved to New York and like, you know, moving into different places is always hard and learning, you know, the ins and outs of the cities and learning, I think a lot about the transportation, how transportation works. That's a hard part.
Okay. So what did you do? Like when you moved, did you hook up with people who are already in the city, like who knew the city, or how did you get over that?
Well, I mean, I guess for transportation, I thank goodness for smartphones, because that's when I got my first smartphone. Was when I moved to New York. Drop my mic. Mic drop. Yeah, so thank goodness for those things, because these apps, they really got me through it and, you know, getting used to the directions. And but yeah, I did have a couple of friends when I moved to New York who would give me advice and things like that.
Okay, that's interesting. So Michelle, you used technology and people to help you maneuver through that blind spot, your blind spots. Right. You had a lot of blind spots. And it's the same for us when we develop this app. You know, the app world is so full of pitfalls, common mistakes, great app ideas that failed. There are like 2 million apps in the app store, right? So, and there's a lot of new skills we have to learn that we didn't have before to build this app and make this work, right? Together as a community here, right? So I know that we have a lot of things we have to get right for this to succeed. So I've been using clarity.fm to get advice for, you know, UI UX people, coaches to talk through our screens and how the app is going to work. I'm not doing this by myself, right? In my bedroom, right? We're hiring people to give us advice. And that's what you guys want to do. I mean, how is that the same for our listeners, Michelle?
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap.
Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Right. Well, because you want to go and get advice from, you know, you don't want to just... It's good to kind of learn in a natural way, but you also want to get some real help where you need it.
Exactly. So if you're in a new country, you know, you're trying to, let's say you just moved to New York, right? You're not going to just wander around blind. You're going to find a conversation partner. You're going to find a school. You're going to, you know, admit that you need help. I think do you think that's hard sometimes, Michelle, to admit that we need help?
I think so. I think, you know, a lot of people have this can-do attitude that sometimes makes it so that they don't want to admit that, you know, they need some extra help. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it makes it seem like a weakness to need help, right?
Right. But it's not.
It's not. So that is the key, guys, for your English to succeed here is just, you know, if you're maneuvering blind, just get some help. Don't try to go it alone. I love that. So good. Okay.
Exactly.
So that's number two. Get help when you're maneuvering blind. What's number three, Michelle?
Always come back to your objectives.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when it comes to this building this app, guys, there are so many details. But if we always go back to what our goals are when we're confused, then we're going to be able to get the app done. And it's the same for you guys, right? Why does this matter for English learners, Michelle?
Right. Because, you know, you always want to, you know, so many things change all the time, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many details, so many variables, and, you know, you can get confused or frustrated mm-hmm. or things like that. And, you know, when that happens, you just have to remember, why are you doing this? What is your goal?
Yeah. And in terms of like the All Ears English mentality, the vision, like what we believe as a community of listeners, what is our overall idea, Michelle?
Right. Well, our overall idea is connection, not perfection, mm-hmm. of course.
Of course. Of course, right? So that's always the objective that you guys can come back to as an umbrella objective, right? But we could also set sub-goals.
Hello?
Oh, I think we got cut off there. Hello?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, we could. Yeah, now I hear you. Hi.
Yeah, exactly. so connection, not perfection, guys. You can always come back to connection, not perfection. When you feel like you're getting lost in the details, like lost in the weeds, kind of come back to your objectives. That's the point. So connection, not perfection, we think should be your main goal. And then there should be sub-goals. Like what would be an example of a sub-goal, Michelle?
Right. Well, an example of a sub goal is like, you know, within the so if you work in marketing, let's mm-hmm. just say, like complete 3 sales calls and get 3 new leads in that day or something like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and that's it. That's the point, guys. So come back to the goals so you stay focused, especially when it feels like there are so many details. You know, I think learning a language can be stressful.
Right. Oh my gosh. Of course. Okay. Of course, it can be intimidating and stressful. But yeah, these are good tips, Lindsay. I like them.
Okay. And so what's our fourth tip, Michelle, for how, you know, learning a language is just like building an app?
All right. It's don't go at it alone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we've been developing this app with you guys. We haven't been doing this alone because we've been listening and we've been meeting with our listeners. It has been so cool, Michelle, I got to tell you. And I hope that we get you on board here with this too, Michelle, with meeting with our listeners on Skype about this app, our beta testers. We've been meeting with you guys. I've met with about maybe 20, 25 of them, of you guys, and we've been able to get your feedback on the app. And that's the way that we learn a language too. We don't do it by ourselves, okay? So if you guys want to join this group of testers, early testers, a very special exclusive group of people who are going to meet with us, who are going to download the app when it's available, go to allearsenglish.com/app. Okay.
All right. Awesome. That's so cool.
And when it comes to learning English, Michelle, I mean, what do we have to say about that? About don't go it alone. What do you think?
Yeah, don't, you know, just go sit alone in your room with your textbook, right? Getting mm-hmm. learning English is about practicing with people and, you know, getting to speak with people. And if you're just sitting alone by yourself, right? Mm-hmm. In your bedroom, sitting with your grammar book, it's not going to work in the same way as if you really get out there in the community and speak to people.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, if you guys are able to understand, you know, between 60 and 90% of this podcast, you would benefit more by going to a meetup tonight, right? Tonight, this week, go to a meetup or go speak English for 30 minutes with someone, you know, out at a restaurant, go to a party rather than studying at home for 2 hours. You'll get more out of that 30 minutes of speaking than you will from your textbook for a couple hours. Do you agree with that? What would you say?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's always about, you know, just really applying these skills into a real life situation, right?
Yeah, you got it. You got it. So guys, those are the four things to remember to keep in mind to be a better English learner. Just to recap, number one was that your teachers will come and go. And same for us, our developers have and will come and go. Like, I can't guarantee that this current developer won't move on. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to take our source code and move on. That's the point. Focus on you as a learner, and we focus on our product of the app. Okay. What was the second one, Michelle, just to remind our listeners?
It was to get help, right? So when you're feeling like you're maneuvering blind, get help from someone, right?
Exactly. And number three was always come back to your objectives. It's so stressful. All the different ways to conjugate different irregular verbs, guys. Whoa, stressful. But what's the objective?
It's connection, right? Well, your objective is, you know, just to improve English in general, right? So, you know, you're going to do it. You're going to do it if you remember that.
Exactly. And number four was don't go it alone, which is connected to number two. But the point here is that we've been meeting with our listeners, that special group of early beta testers, since June, right? Since May or June, we've been meeting with you guys on Skype. So we're not doing this alone, and you shouldn't be doing this alone either. You shouldn't be, you know, just studying with your textbook. So go to a meetup, go out, meet people, and speak English. I love that. So good. So important.
Awesome. Well, I am really excited to see this app, Lindsay.
I know. It's going to be cool. So you guys are going to hear a lot about this app over the next couple of weeks because it's going to be awesome when it comes out, and we're going to keep building it together as a community. So Michelle, what is the takeaway from today? What should our listeners keep in mind?
Right. Keep in mind that, you know, the countdown is on for this app and, you know, you want to get on the list to be a beta tester and to be notified when it's ready. Right.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're going to come together as a community through this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely come and get this app. It's going to be so exciting. Mm-hmm. And when you find out what's in the app, it's going to be really, really fun for you and really educational, a good way to connect.
Exactly. It is going to be so cool because there's going to be, again, you're going to be able to listen to the podcast the same way you do right now in your iTunes app or your Stitcher app. But in addition, there's going to be exclusive bonus content that you can't get anywhere else. You can't get it on YouTube. You can't get it on our website. Okay, you can't get it in iTunes. So the only place to get that exclusive content will be in the app. So you want to be ready. So go over right now to allearsenglish.com/APP. And if you're on that list, you're also going to get invitations from me over the next month to meet and talk about the app, right? To give me feedback, give us feedback on the app and how we can build it together to make it better for you guys. Okay, so cool. Again, we're doing this together as a group. Love it.
Perfect. So exciting.
Okay. Awesome. All right, guys. So thanks for listening in today. And one more time, go to allearsenglish.com/app and get on that list. That is where you want your name to be.
Awesome. Go do it now.
Okay. Very cool. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun as always.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.